Hey, DeAndre, were you guys inspired by everything going on with Andre?
Andre is always inspiring. You know, just his presence, being out there before the game, not just today, you know, but earlier games. So, you know, for him to have this day, it definitely brought a spark to some people.
How do you feel to finally get, you know, you guys lost three in a row. You look really bad in the process now to win. What can this mean to you?
You know, it's the NFL, man. You know, you don't get an easy win. There's no such thing as an easy win. You know, so got to come out, keep fighting. You know, we got six games left, if I'm not mistaken, six, seven games. You know, we feel like we know we got a good team. We know the things we can do, even with the losses that we've had so far. But this win can definitely help us.
What do you think it does to Tom's confidence to finally put a pretty good game together?
It's big. He's a starting quarterback for this team. So, you know, anything that I can do, anything that the running backs can do, the defense, special team, it helps out not just Tom, but everybody in the process.
Could you talk about your touchdown from the call to the whole play till you caught it?
Yeah, we saw some things we could work on, you know, during the game. Some things we could take advantage of. Tom put the ball on the money, gave me a chance to go make a play. That's all I asked.
DeAndre, what did you think about the job that Foreman did for y'all today?
Two touchdowns. You can't ask anything else from a rookie running back, you know, that doesn't get a lot of carries, you know. So for him to go in there and get two touchdowns to make the best of his opportunities, you know, it's good. But for what happened to him, you know, that sucks.
Tom called you the best wide receiver in the National Football League after the game. What does that mean to you?
I know I'm the best, so it doesn't really mean anything to me but to keep going out there and working hard.
Along those same lines, over here to your far left in the back.
Okay.
Yes. He and I just got to talk about how much faith he has in you, no matter the coverage, no matter who's covering you, to the point where he kind of gives you a hard time when you don't make the catch. What are those conversations like? Is he giving you a hard time when you don't get 2 feet in?
You know, I thought about going to ballerina school before this year. But, nah, man, it's not easy going out there and, you know, elevating, catching the ball, looking down where you are at the same time. But I definitely think I'm the best toe-tap guy in the NFL.
Mr. Hopkins, could you tell us the words, what you and Mr. Fitzgerald said after the game?
A lot of respect. You know, last year, you know, when I held out, however long ago that was, for a day or two, 47 hours, you know, he called me during that process, and he was just like, you know, your time's going to come. You're one of the best receivers I've seen play this game. Even in college, he watched me. This is what he told me last year or the year before. You know, so he's always respected my game. And, of course, everybody in the league respects his game. You know, but he's been like a mentor to me since I've been in the NFL. And I didn't know he watched me while I was at Clemson, you know. So just the words after the game was just, you know, keep going, keep striving to be the best.
How did you get by the bad field position and then the two turnovers in the first half? How did y'all not let that snowball?
Being in the position before, you know, earlier games, critical situations like that, knowing the plays we need to call, knowing what we can take advantage of on the other team, and going out there and executing. You know, some games we might have a good play call, you know, but it might be one person messed up. So everybody was just on their P's and Q's at critical times like that.
Can you talk about your matchup with Peterson?
Man, it was a great matchup. You know, I think he's one of the best defensive backs in the game. You know, if I could play against him every Sunday, I would.
DeAndre, why do you think you and the offense were able to overcome some of the first half adversity and continue to make drives and put points on the board in the second half?
Being in positions like that before in earlier games where we didn't get the job done, third down, third and shorts, critical situations, you know, where we didn't get what we wanted. So just going out and practicing, you know, over and over, situations like that to, you know, if a hurdle happens, to, you know, overcome it. And everybody has to play their best. And that's what we did today, even though it wasn't perfect.
Jadeveon mentioned earlier that Andre had talked to y'all yesterday. The whole week. It was kind of special for him and even today. But did any of his words have any impact on you or the team, you think?
Yeah. I think the main thing that I recollected from that talk was, you know, I really can't say exactly what he said, but just block out everybody around us, even though everybody counted us out. to win his division or to do what we want, but to basically just block out the noise and focus on the goal ahead.
Coach O'Brien said after the game that there's like a lot of extra attention going your way, whether it's from the actual defense or maybe the referees, because you've been called for a lot of offensive pass interferences this season. Do you feel that added attention from both the referees and from these players?
Of course, of course. I definitely feel the attention. I don't think like three-fourths of the calls on me are offensive PIs. It's just, I don't know, I think they look for it. So it kind of sucks when they look for it, like, you know, and it's not a penalty. It's just like they're over-forcing it, like, oh, yeah, I got a call on this guy. I remember, you know, one play a couple games ago, I got a call on me, and the guy wasn't even looking at me. The ref wasn't looking at me after I watched film. You know, it was after the play, and he saw this guy like 5 yards away from me. He's like, oh, let me call it because it's separation. So it was definitely a lot of stuff that I don't agree on, but it's football, man.
Seems like you have a lot of confidence right now or even this season. Is that because of the numbers you put up this year?
No, I always had confidence if you've been here for 4 or 5 years.